Greetings, fellow aviator. Carl here. From yesterday's talk, the big takeaway is understanding the difference between being aware of our direct experience and having our awareness hijacked by concepts and ideas. We also talked about how this relates to situational awareness, or SA. More often than not, when one of us bends metal or creates a smoking hole, there's some aviation expert talking about SA, or perhaps a lack thereof. In all your years of flying and all the discussions you've heard about SA, have you ever heard anyone talk about specific exercises or techniques for improving it? We talk about minimizing distractions, like no talking below 18,000 feet, but have you ever been taught how to minimize distractibility? If our inner dialogue, buzzing away with concepts and ideas, is the primary focus of our attention, then that's the situation we are presently aware of. Awareness, contrary to popular belief, can only be aware of one thing at a time. The notion that humans can multitask is largely a myth. Awareness can jump very quickly from thing to thing, creating the illusion of multitasking, but consider the amount of mental effort this takes. Suppose I'm cleared to land and some idiot crosses the runway downfield. If my awareness is preoccupied with a seniority list and a merger, or the argument I had with my spouse, will I see the situation right in front of me? This is how preoccupation, or being stuck in the world of concepts and ideas, prevents us from seeing the actual situation that's unfolding right in front of us. Believe it or not, situational awareness is a skill that can be developed with a regular exercise called mindfulness meditation. Developing this skill requires an ability to understand and recognize the difference between the world of stories, concepts and ideas, my inner dialogue, for example, and the reality of our actual present moment lived experience, the idiot crossing downfield. Meditation 101 begins with getting our awareness out of our stories and into a present moment bodily experience like breathing. But if I tell you to focus on your breath, what exactly does that mean? Without understanding that we're trying to focus on the sensation of the breath in the body, this doesn't make much sense. If we don't understand the difference between direct experience and concepts and ideas, we might simply bring our awareness to our concepts and ideas about breathing and not the direct experience of it. This is why we did the raisin exercise yesterday. One of the great things about the breath is that, unlike the raisin, our body breathes all by itself. A body that's breathing also generates a host of present moment bodily experiences, call it our situation, that we can bring awareness to. Before we begin exercising in our mental gym of awareness practice, let's talk about posture. Posture can be important because our goal is to sit still for several minutes while paying attention on purpose. And that's hard to do if we're uncomfortable or falling asleep. If we're trying to sit cross-legged on a cushion with our hands held in some goofy upside-down OK sign, most of us are going to get real uncomfortable real fast. If we're slouching, reclined in a lazy boy or lying on a bed, there may be a tendency to fall asleep, and the exercise of paying attention might be challenging. I'll bet that when you're preparing to hand fly an ILS, you don't recline your seat. We don't want a chair that's unstable either, like an office chair on wheels with a springy back support or a rocking chair. We want stability. If your only option is less than ideal, make the best of it. Try sitting upright in a regular chair, keeping in mind that we don't want to zone out, and we do want to stay alert. Feel free to use a lumbar support if you need to. Hands can be resting in your lap or on your legs. As I mentioned before, we'll use the term anchor to describe the thing we're trying to hold in awareness during meditation. In this case, the breath as our anchor is always available. Once we've taken our meditation posture, we don't want to move until the end of the session. This means putting up with a little discomfort and not scratching that itch. Obviously, if you're causing physical harm to yourself, you need to move, but no one ever died from an itch. Part of what we're doing here is training ourselves to be okay with a little discomfort. Try being curious about the itch. What does an itch actually feel like? For now, just notice the discomfort or the itch and let it fade. Be careful not to judge your meditation practice. Don't try to figure out if you're doing a good or a bad job at it. Judging your meditation is all about concepts and ideas and has nothing to do with our direct experience. If you realize, wow, I'm trying to figure out if I'm doing it right, let that thought go and go back to the direct experience of breathing in the body. Today's meditation will not be a guided one. It'll be 5 minutes of silence, beginning and ending with a bell. The recording hasn't stopped. I'm just giving you a chance to practice on your own for a bit. So, opening your eyes now, bring your attention back to your surroundings. Don't jerk yourself out of your meditation. Ease yourself back, maintaining some of that relaxed momentum. Take a moment now to notice how you feel. Any different from before the meditation? As you can see, relaxation is part of the exercise, but the goal is developing a skill or ability. In our gym of meditation, we're developing the ability to be aware of our situation as it is without stories, and the ability to sustain our awareness on that experience. The ability to sustain awareness on a specific thing on purpose is a fancy way of saying that you're able to focus. In addition to focus, this exercise helps us develop a non-judgmental, curious awareness about our present moment experience, also known as mindful awareness. Practicing this mindful awareness and meditation reduces stress and helps us develop concentration. All very good skills to take with us from the gym of meditation into the world of stress and distractions. As you go about your daily life, anytime you feel stressed, distracted, or unable to focus, you can do a quick check-in. Checking in can be as easy as a 4-pause-8 breath while noticing how the long out-breath feels in the body. When I do this, I close my eyes, unless I'm on short final. That's all for today. I hope you find this useful, and thanks for listening.